The question on the table today is, do murders cause lingering paranormal activity? Hollywood uses this all the time, and people come forward with stories saying my house is haunted. Then they find out there's a murder that has happened in the house many, many years ago even. And they're still claiming that is the cause of the hauntings they're experiencing in the present. What do you think? Do you think this actually happens? But before we actually get started here, I want to remind everyone that there are actually two YouTube channels here. We have A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. On They Call Me the Ghost, I've tended to share my real on-the-job experiences with me and my team as we go out and tackle crazy and outrageous and surely unbelievable jobs that no one else can or will do. In Stranger World, well, that's where we discuss anything crazy, dark, and mysterious. So if that's what you're into and you like hearing it in the story format, that's exactly what we do here. So you are in the right place. And you can check out our podcasts as well. Again, A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. Okay, let's get started with our story today, which has to do with the Myrtles Plantation and the haunting of it. According to local myth, this Deep South plantation was home to multiple murders and other tales of great suffering, inspiring ghost sightings that continue even today. If you aren't familiar with the Myrtles Plantation, it's in St. Francisville in Louisiana, a place not many like to go at night. And let's face it, there is just something eerie about old plantations sometimes. Relics of America's early age, they evoke images of tragedy and human suffering, along with prosperity. It's not surprising that some plantations are believed to be haunted by the very people that toiled in their fields or happened to perish on their grounds. There's that dark and mysterious side of things. Well, one such place, one such plantation is this Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville. The plantation itself is a silent witness, if you will, to over 200 years of history in the deepest part of the Deep South. Myrtles is considered one of the most haunted places in America. Now, what inspired this reputation? How did we get to this point now? And is there any truth to the claims of ghost sightings at Myrtles? Like we do so often, let's start at the beginning. The Myrtles Plantation. It started out as a piece of land that was purchased by a man named David Bradford. He was a general of the American Revolutionary War. Here, he built a house, and that was in 1796, and he named it Laurel Grove. Fleeing justice for his role in the so-called Whiskey Rebellion, that was back in 1791 to 94, for those of you that don't know. Well, in the midst of all of that, Bradford built the house in what was then a Spanish colony. Maybe you didn't know that either. He lived there alone, actually, for several years until he was officially pardoned by the U.S. president, and that was John Adams at the time, and his pardon happened in 1799. After the pardon, he felt safe and that he could really settle into his beautiful place, and he invites and brings his family to live with him on the plantation. After Bradford's death, the grove passed down to his daughter and her husband, Clark Woodruff, but their life wasn't really a happy one. Of their three children, only one survived into adulthood. So that tells you about some of the hardships they experienced back then. And it was during the time that the Woodruffs lived on the Myrtle Plantation that we get the very first glimpse of alleged paranormal activity. As the popular story goes, Clark Woodruff was known as an honest man, yet he had one fatal flaw. He had an insatiable appetite for women. It wasn't long before he focused his attention on one of the slave girls on the plantation. Her name was Chloe. The young girl knew that refusing Woodruff's advances would not be wise. She knew that she would immediately be punished by working long hours under the blistering sun or something worse. So not having much choice in the matter, at least that's what she felt, she began this relationship, an intimate relationship with Woodruff that lasted for a few years. Worrying that Woodruff's wife would find out and then punish her herself, Chloe began eavesdropping on the family's conversations. One day, Woodruff caught her listening and ordered her ear cut off as a punishment. And from then on, Chloe was forced to wear a turban to cover herself because now she was disfigured. Understandably, Chloe wanted her revenge. She was angry. One night when the family was about to sit down to dinner and Woodruff was away, Chloe allegedly slipped a bit of poison into their food. And within days, Woodruff's wife and two of his children were actually dead. The other slaves, afraid that Woodruff would find out what Chloe had done when he got back, took the matter into their own hands. They grabbed Chloe and they hung her from a nearby tree. When she finally died, they cut her body down and threw it into the river. According to legend, Chloe's spirit lived on, haunting the plantation. However, this story would not become widespread until many decades later. In 1834, Woodruff sold the plantation to one Ruffin Gray Sterling. Sterling not only remodeled the house, but also renamed the plantation after the crepe myrtle trees that grew on the property. Sometime after, the plantations passed down again to a William Winter, a man who married one of the daughters of Sterling. Similar situation, in a way. Then, in 1871, an unnamed man shot Winter in the chest as he was exiting the house. He allegedly ran back into the house and stumbled up the stairs before dying in the arms of his wife, Sarah. After this, myrtles continued to pass through different hands. It wasn't until much later that something unnatural allegedly began occurring at Myrtle's plantation. It would take until the 1970s, when Myrtle's plantation was purchased by the Myers family, that its reputation as a haunted house would come about. The family opened the plantation as a bed and breakfast, and it didn't take long for strange things to start to take place. For starters, guests at Myrtle's plantation reported hearing strange noises. Others saw ghostly apparitions, often of a young girl wearing a turban. Many suggested that this might be the spirit of Chloe, which by this point had become a full-blown local legend. So then people are wondering what's true and what's a story, kind of like we do today sometimes. Well, then in 1992, the owner of Myrtle's at that time supposedly caught this young girl in a turban on film. That year, she took a photo of the property to help get an insurance policy for the house. The photo was quickly forgotten until 3 years later when a researcher asked to use it for a postcard. After he blew it up, he allegedly noticed the figure of what appeared to be a young girl. According to the owner, there was no one in that spot that day. The vengeful ghost of an abused girl sounds scary enough, yet if other sightings are to be believed, she's not the only paranormal resident of Myrtle's. Some people claim to have seen young girls in old-style clothing in the windows. Others say they've caught glimpses of Woodruff's children appearing in the mirror near the room where they died. Worse yet, according to another local legend, Myrtle's plantation was actually built on top of an old Indian burial ground. A common idea in tales of paranormal activity, but what does happen when someone builds on something like this? Indeed, some people report seeing spirits of Native American women in a gazebo on the property. Presumably, she is one of the people that was buried there so long ago. Meanwhile, others have reported seeing William Winter himself, the only man we know for certain who was killed at Myrtle's plantation. According to this story, Winter's ghost relives his last moments by loudly staggering through the house's entrance and running up the stairs to the 17th step, where he supposedly met his end. Some people even claim to have caught the ghosts on film, although some of these photos are undeniably spooky. They do look somewhat grainy and they raise suspicions over their authenticity, like all photos do nowadays. Indeed, the ghost stories and tales surrounding Myrtle's plantation have some factual problems. I mean, Chloe almost certainly didn't exist, some say. The Woodruffs never recorded owning a slave by that name, and although Woodruff's wife and children did die, they weren't poisoned, as the records say. In fact, many of the more gruesome events that are supposed to have happened in the house, like the 10 murders allegedly committed there, they also pose questions. Some think it's all made up. Of course, anywhere with as much history as the Myrtles Plantation, a place like that is bound to pick up a few legends over the years. But just because people like their haunted stories, is that enough to say that strange things are not happening at Myrtles? The only way for some to believe the tales of Myrtles is to actually go there, stay the night, and check it out for themselves. Thank you for listening today, and until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.